Yeah. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything on my own?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Hey, Cletus.
Yeah, Hank.
What say you and I mosey down to the Fairfax, get us some beers and a mess of wings to celebrate Father's Day? You know damn well our liberal, pot-smoking, Birkenstock-wearing kids ain't gonna do anything for us.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 74 miles away to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, internet bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going today, Matt?
Everything's, well, it is what it is. A little gloomy day in Bagwine, not to mention the mood, but the weather, kind of cloudy, kind of rainy, but not terrible. And how's things down your way?
Well, apparently going better. Not going so bad at all down here. It's been sunny and warm, humid. My week in general was much better than your week. I just see on Twitter that M. Rumbling says she is listening live. Yeah, you do one, huh?
That is kind of
Yeah. I may have a little performance anxiety now.
Being the true professional you are, I know you will carry on.
I will. So, you know, I was thinking, Matt, your soul-sucking week that you've had. You know, I think what sucks about it is this working 7 days a week because, you know, you don't have that day off there to kind of be a break. You know, it's like a bad week just never ends.
Well, that's true, but it's never been a problem until this week. You know, it's not like I work 8 hours a day every day. But, you know, I work every day, and things just kind of caught up with me. Little roll of bad dice, loaded dice that are tumbling against the Mat Man.
Well, this happens from time to time.
It does. it all started on Tuesday when I was trying to talk to my kid, have a nice, pleasant phone call with my son. It took me 4 attempts to have a 12-minute conversation with him.
Why is that?
Well, Time Warner, the internet, the modem, you know, it evidently needed refreshed for the third time in 6 days or whatever. And then I attempted to talk to you.
Yes. And that didn't work out well either.
No, it did not.
And so then you had to, when the internet came back, you had to go online with the old tech support.
Yeah, I did. I talked to Ruby. Yeah. Let's see, who else have I talked to? I've talked to Sam. I've talked to Tom or whatever, and I'm sure all of their names are really Rajiv.
Probably.
And I'm not allowed to get a new modem because they just keep refreshing it because that's what they do.
Because, you know, God forbid they should just let you bring that modem down to the local store and swap it out for another fucking modem,
one
that would work.
You know, the Time Warner office that is but 3 miles from the house.
Yeah. Well, that's they probably have to – they probably can't let you do that. If they really want to replace your modem, they probably have to fly someone in from Mumbai on a private jet.
Bringing me a modem that has been recently dipped into the Ganges River.
and then rebuilt by the expert technicians.
And
we have a bit of a crowd.
We do. Let's see, who all do we have in here? We have, we'll get to that in a minute. We got Rich, we got Neig, we got Kelly, and we got a few guests, and we also have Desert Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
We always have to take a moment when we mention her.
That's true. And I see one of our guests left the room just as you mentioned that, which that doesn't make any sense at all. Who would leave the room with Desert Rat there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, as we were saying, they refreshed your modem again.
Allegedly, yes.
And how's it been since they did the latest refreshing?
The latest refreshing, I only had one breakdown. It was, of course, when I was trying to talk to my son again. Although I think the latest refreshing will probably come into like 22 minutes into the show tonight.
Probably so.
As I told you, Jay, I've accepted low expectations.
It's always worked for me. Not only do I keep low expectations of everybody else, I make sure they have low expectations of me.
Well, I, for one, never do.
Yes. Well, that's why I always disappoint you.
No, you don't. You always save me. And we won't even mention last night. But that'll be later. In the meantime, you had a little internet problem yourself this week.
Well, I did. Wednesday morning, before, you know, anything important happened, I was on the internet. I was there on Twitter and Tumblr and had the TV on. And
you
was
were doing important work.
I was doing very important things. I was chatting with my Asian girlfriend. And all of a sudden, bam, everything was gone. Cable, phone, internet, gone. And so I figured, you know, there was like another outage here in the area, as there often is. And then after about an hour or so, hour and a half, I thought, you know, maybe I can, let's see if any of the neighbors have any wireless open that I could just kind of hop on. And luckily one of them did. And I checked, and it turned out he was on Cox Cable. And so I realized that it was just me who didn't have any service. So I got to call on my cell phone, because some of us have a cell phone in case our phone goes out, you know.
What are you saying? Are you saying something?
I'm just throwing it out there as one of those ideas.
Because I know you judge. You don't judge.
No, not at all. Not at all. So anyway, I called Chuck with Cox Cable, and I explained the situation to him. And he tried to refresh everything electronically from a distance, and it didn't work. And he says that they're going to have to send a technician out. And then he says that they charge $30 to do that. And I said, you could charge $30 to send somebody out to fix your shit? This really really endeared me to Chuck quite a bit.
That's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, and he starts saying, "Well, we have a policy and this, and you know, you can." And I said, "No, I said, hold on, man. I said it's your, there's like a bad switch or something's gone wrong here, but it's your equipment. All of it's your equipment. I mean, it's not my TV that died." And he's like, "Well, we don't know what's wrong." I said, "Well, we do know what's wrong because I was on the internet chatting with my Asian girlfriend and had the TV on." And then everything went off all at once. So obviously, it's yours.
And was that a euphemism or what?
No, that was actual activity. The euphemism part comes right before bed. Anyway, so then he says that oh well, this one time we can credit you the $30. So yeah. How about that? Just put up a little bit of a fight, and all of a sudden, yeah. So anyway, the next morning the dude came out, and it was a bad splitter, and he replaced it with a good splitter. And everything's been awesome since.
Well, that's good for you.
So Cox Cable so far is way better than. Than Time Warner. I see we're losing our chat room rapidly here. Several people logging out. Hurting my feelings. Nothing but heartache.
Well, that's okay. We still have the hot ones in there.
That's true.
Yeah.
The people that matter are still there.
The people that matter. The named people.
Yeah, the real people. The people
we
can count on.
Yeah, my week got better, though, after the internet/phone excursion when I found out that my federal income tax refund was not coming my way because I evidently made a clerical mistake that I found out, just the other day, eight weeks after the fact.
That's weird.
It's really weird because I'm a numbers guy. As you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if this is a kind of a mysterious factual error that suddenly people, meaning white people, are making now that Obama is in office. If he's just trying to keep the white people down.
Yeah, he's probably trying to keep.
I'm so goddamn eloquent.
Trying to keep a shortbread down, baby. That's okay. I can deal with that. But let me tell you, it's going to come back twofold. Are you there?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. Oh, okay.
What's the Matt plan here?
I have no plan. You know, my plan is to beg and cajole and
throw yourself on the mercy of the IRS. Good luck with that.
People, I have one good contact lens left. I got a pair of glasses held by baling wire. I just want to see again. Come on. Is that too much to ask?
Well, they'll tell you to go down to Fred's and get one of those $1 pair of glasses there.
Well, yeah, where they take the donations to the March of Dimes. Your pennies can help someone see. Oh my God, I'm going to look like the father from Dennis the Menace back in the 50s and his horn-rimmed glasses.
Well, that's kind
and
of a hot look.
But one lens is going to be stronger than the other, and I'm going to be bouncing all over the place.
No, I'm telling you, just go in and get reading glasses off the little rack there that they sell at Walmart or someplace like that. Just, they got a little eye chart thing there, and you put on the glasses, and you just try them on until you find one that you can read with.
Yeah. Yeah, those magnifying glasses. Do you people who have no eye problems know what it means to have prescription lenses? My eyesight is 2800. I am legally blind.
Is that bad?
You know what?
Is that
I
bad?
Just thought of an end for myself. I bet I could get help. Free help.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I don't know. From the government.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to go in and say something like this to him.
It's not acceptable to call me a retard.
No, I'm bouncing into these buildings for a reason, you boneheads.
Well, I tell you what, I'm probably going to need to get my eyes checked pretty soon. I noticed that I can't read the guide on the TV anymore. I can't. I hit the guide button. I look, and I can't even read it. I have to get up and walk across the room to see what's on HBO.
Oh my God. And that's your biggest problem in life?
Yeah, right now it is. Yeah.
Oh my God! You want to trade places?
Well, not particularly.
We got a couple more guests. I want to say hi to Earth Secrets, Hellraiser, Mick XT, and Desert Rat. I mean, I'm just going to say hi to her every time I read her name.
Exactly. And there's Mike asking, what good is the remote if I can't see the TV? He's got a point, and it's also weird that I moved the laptop out of the way to walk over and look at the TV when I could just check the TV guide on the laptop. But
you got a,
anyway.
You got a TV dinner in the microwave too, Jay? Everything's got to be right now with you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Instant coffee isn't even fast enough. Hey,
oh my God.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah, and if you'd like to call in, people, come on, give us a call at 661-244-9852. We'd love to hear from you.
According to my countdown clock, there's 12 minutes and 5 seconds left in the live stream.
Pardon me for a second while I hit the cough button, Jay.
All right. See, Mick XT says that it's a pain in the ass to get registered here. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes
it really is.
It's really, really ridiculous. And
Well,
and of course, you have to be registered if you want to chat. That's BTR's rules. BTR has rules. We think they're ridiculous. We don't like rules.
No, we don't. We don't like BTR very much. But it's what we work with, even though they hinder our ratings.
They do. They lie to us.
And not only to us, but to the American public.
Hellraiser logged out of the room. That's probably needs a different name. They're going to come in here and not raise any hell at all. Weak.
Yeah, well, I found it funny. some of you. Tomorrow's a big Father's Day celebration in America.
Hell yeah.
Another man-made holiday.
Another special day.
It is. It's special. I'm working all day tomorrow, Jay, and I thought it would be funny. I just thought of this the other night. I didn't think of it in time, but I should have had a shirt made up so I could wear it at the beer mine tomorrow that says, "Are you my dad?"
Ha ha ha. got a caller.
Oh, we do? Okay. You know, I'll go back to the other screen. Three one four. You're on. You're with Stupid.
Who could that be?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh man,
it's Mike.
Mike.
I felt sorry for you guys, so I called in.
And why is that?
I don't know. Hey, I got some special hamburgers I'm going to mail you.
Are they cooked?
No, you get to cook them.
Oh.
Did you not read about them? You didn't read about them. You're not reading my blog. Jay read about them.
Oh, I read about
Mike,
them.
Mike, I'm
coming
a busy
from
man.
Japan.
Special Japanese hamburgers.
Made from human excrement.
Are they what, like yellow or something?
No. Shitburger.
They tinge them pink so they look real. And they say they taste like real hamburgers. So I'm going to send you some so you can try them.
Have a shit
oh,
sandwich.
Great.
Hey, we have another caller.
I know. Mike, hold on.
Stay on the
hold
line there,
the line. 602, you're on the line.
Uh-huh.
Well, first I want to say I am so sorry y'all have been having such a shitty week. And Mike, there's no way I'm going to ever, like, try a turd burger. It is so not happening. On the other hand, I really, really liked the men of genius. Those are great. I was dying.
Yeah. Watch those
Matt and
I
will just sit here while Rat and Mike have a conversation.
Oh, sorry.
And that's, well, Jay, that's okay with me because I'm only listening to half of it.
Dude, I knew that.
You know, if you'd read Mike's blog, then you know what we were talking about.
But I really don't know why you would turn down a hamburger made from human excrement. I mean, it's all organic.
It's got some soy in, too.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Right. It's, what, 60% protein and apparently fewer calories than real beef.
And about 8 hours later, you can have another one.
And make your own hamburgers again.
That's just it. That'll be coming next. Want it? Process your own at home.
Oh, man.
It's nothing worse than Soylent Green. So just have at it.
But it's not people.
Well, it is.
It's just,
in a way.
In a way. It's just nasty. And I'm trying to... I looked, too, to see if that was real. Come on. They got to be kidding when it says, like, shit burger on the outside of the refrigerator.
Yeah. I thought it was an article from The Onion at
That's
first.
That's what I thought, too, and I went there to look. I'm like, whoa, it might be real.
I couldn't find anything that said it was a joke.
Yeah, those wacky Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Darn clever, those Asians.
I wonder if we'll start marketing those, like, Kobe excrement.
Oh, God, yeah, even the shit burgers will be expensive.
I'm sure.
This is some expensive shit right here. Will be a true statement.
They'll be selling Kobe burgers at L.A. Lakers games.
Oh, and they could call them colon burgers.
They could.
LeBron burgers, especially for Cleveland.
You know, Mike.
Poor Cleveland.
That's still a sore subject.
No,
I don't know who the
hell. Not after a funny man, John Kasich, made a joke about it. So. We're fine. Because Governor Kasich in Ohio, oh, my God, he's just a rip. He's like the Rip Taylor of the Buckeye State. The Nipsey Russell. Oh, my God.
That was sad. In fact, I think that I felt even more bad for Cleveland when Kasich did that.
Yeah, well, it's all he's got.
Well, he gets to play golf with the president and the vice president.
Yeah,
and the Speaker of the House.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, who is it? Obama, Kasich, Boehner, and
Biden.
They're playing golf today. And, you know, they're talking about the economy, but you know damn well they're still working a couple wiener jokes in there. You know, they get up to hole 8, and Boehner says, oh, this is the Anthony Wiener hole. And Obama says, why is that? He said, well, it's a dog leg left.
Oh. Ouch.
There we go.
As always.
There you go, yeah.
Great timing, as usual.
Where is that button anyway?
Yeah.
Well, Mickey,
I got big plans, Mike and Rat. You guys have big plans for Father's Day?
Not even leaving the house. They're all coming over here.
No.
Well, that's
what
it should be. I mean, they're all coming over there, and they're just going to wait on you all day long. Is that right, Mike?
For a couple hours, anyway.
Flip some slippers on you and put a pipe in your mouth?
No.
No? Oh.
Well, it's nice to know that they can come over when they get a little bit of free time and say hi to you on Father's Day.
Yeah. Worst part is I've got to clean the house up.
So you have to work
come
on
over
your own
that?
Day? You have to work on your own day, Mike?
Maybe I should meet him someplace else.
Someplace expensive. I mean, they're buying, right?
Oh, then you got to get dressed up. That's worse than cleaning.
Well, you can meet him at...
That part does suck, getting dressed up.
You can meet him at TGI McFunsters or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let's go back over this, Mike. You need to go to some place that's nice, but you don't have to dress up and you don't want to clean.
That sounds like Arizona. We're very casual here.
Rhett, you're right. Mike, maybe you could have a cookout in the desert or something.
I think they're going to run out of water pretty soon. I don't want to go out there.
Too bad that Mike isn't in Ohio. He could take everybody out for Skyline Chili.
That's right. Always a good one. Nothing like a three-way in the morning.
50 seconds in the live stream. Anybody else wanted to call in at 661-244-9852? Better do it in a hurry.
Hurry up, get in. How many of you got? 5 lines?
Mike, we're not going to run out of water. We're just going to recycle it, and we're going to serve it along with the turd burgers.
That's right. Special yellow water.
Exactly. We'll just we can add some color neutralizer to make it clear, I'm sure.
The human body is a self-sustaining life.
It'll be sort of like on Dune, only we'd have something to do with the solids.
Thank all our listeners listening live. Oh, there we went.
Thanks, listeners.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Nobody else.
So, anyway, yeah, you could, you know, you could just do like the survival dude, Bear Grylls, and drink your own urine.
You know, that'd be a great restaurant thing to do. Survivalist restaurant.
Everybody would sit down, and a waitress would come over, put a little specimen cup in front of each one of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they could hand everybody like a little shotgun. You could shoot your own squirrels that are like running around in there.
That'd be great.
And then just fry those little bitches up on the grill.
Or make stew.
Make squirrel stew, yeah. You could do that.
Squirrel stew, yeah. Serve it with a side of turd burger. I can't get over that.
If you make squirrel stew, though, you're going to need a party of at least like 8 because it's going to take a lot of urine to fill the big pot up.
We could send them invites ahead of time and tell them to just save it and bring with.
Bring your own bottle
instead
of
a takeout container. It'd be like a bring in container.
And 1 ounce of all of your fluid goes to a poor family.
Your precious bodily fluid.
Uh-huh. Ooh, say that again, Rhett.
Your precious bodily fluid.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to swap a little precious bodily fluid tonight?
Precious bodily fluid? You're so bad.
You know what's sad?
Yeah, we got dead air.
Anybody watching the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
And then I remember you guys were on.
Yeah. No, we're more interesting than the U.S. Open. He's got a 9-shot lead now.
Exactly.
Rory McIlroy, the great white hope. He's going to save golf.
I thought you were talking about John Boehner.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy is going to save golf, just like that guy who won Daytona saved NASCAR. You know, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his name? Yes.
You know, the white guy.
Dark years of golf. Dark years.
Dark years? What TV station are you watching?
Dark years in golf? It's almost too painful to turn on. My dreams were crushed when the greats turned out to be not quite so great. Their human frailties and foibles.
Oh my god.
And
I think
I'll
she's talking about us now.
I know.
See, I always let them down. I always let women down. They always end up being disappointed in me. At some point. They always end up alone in a dark room drinking a bottle of wine. I thought he was different.
You know, Jay, my problem is that women find out that I'm exactly who I say I am.
Is Shmoop still trying to change you?
Huh? Oh, Shmoop would never try to change me.
Well, not until you get much older anyway.
That's coming from me watching Shmoop, who is currently licking the toe jam out of the middle of her metatarsals.
Ew.
Goes along with the other stuff were. So, you're in Rhett, Where are you in Arizona? North, south, east, west?
Are people going to be listening to this?
That's why I'm generally...
Generally, I am somewhere in the major metropolitan area of Phoenix.
Somewhere in the middle of the desert.
My wife
somewhere
has
in the middle of the rotten squalor.
My friend has a friend in Prescott Valley. And
that's a nice place.
Yeah. Another one in Tucson, and we went there one time and visited the two of them driving back and forth through Phoenix. Maybe it'll be a stop next time.
Hey, that'd be great. I got a fully stocked wine cabinet rack.
I don't doubt
thingy.
That.
Just let her know in advance so she can be out of town.
Out of
town. I was going to say, Rat won't be there, but you're more than welcome to stop.
I'll send you the secret password.
You can
special knock.
You can go over and have a glass of wine and say hello to her snake.
That's right.
You can go say hi to Clarida. Is it Clarida?
Clarity.
Clarity. Oh, I got close.
Clarity. That was close. I'm impressed. I'm totally impressed that you remembered that.
I would have gotten closer if it weren't for the wild turkey I had earlier. Do you think washing down allergy meds with wild turkey was a bad idea?
No.
Just I'm asking for a friend, of course.
Not if you have bird flu, it's not.
Anyway.
Okay.
8 minutes. 8 minutes left in the overtime. We have a brand. We have a new switchboard, and it gives us a better countdown clock. It's awesome.
Yes,
well,
like,
it's awesome for those of us that it works for.
You're going to have to take a screenshot of that and post it so we can see what it looks like. I'm curious.
Oh, my God. So you can
analyze. I already did.
It is what you mean, Mike.
Do what?
So you can analyze it.
Don't, exactly. I want to see what buttons you're trying to push.
Aren't they virtual buttons?
Yes.
You know, when you look at the picture, trust me here, it's harder than it looks.
It is pretty tough. Don't try this at home.
I'm going to. Where are you going to put it on the blog or the on the Tum?
On the
I
what?
Put it on the Tumblr.
Oh God.
Tumspot. Tumspot. Twix spot.
Man, Mike, you are hip.
What other spot?
The blog spot.
No, Ina, do that again.
What? You didn't use my real name just now, did you?
No, of course not. I would never do that.
We can edit that out. Not to worry.
Well, let me tell you a story. Since you guys both had a crappy week, I'll tell you like a little adventure story. So my next door neighbors are out of town, and I'm in charge of watering the vegetable garden, which is a really important responsibility, you realize, living in Phoenix, because like shit will die. Ooh, I said a bad word. Will that get edited out? Anyway, stuff will die in a
what,
hurry.
What, Phoenix?
If you don't
yeah,
like.
No problem.
Yeah. So I got to water. So I go over and I water, and on the way out, I went into the house, and on the way out, I locked the deadbolt. Well, apparently that's a bad thing to do, because the deadbolt, you can lock it, but you can't really unlock it. And so I tried to unlock the deadbolt, and I squirted in there some graphite lubricant, and that didn't really work. So I had to go into my backyard and get out my ladder, climb up the ladder onto the top of the fence, drag my ladder up behind me, drop it over the fence into their backyard, climb down the ladder, and then go crawl into the house through the dog door so that I could unlock the door from the inside.
And you didn't video this for us?
I know. I should have had, like, one of those little helmet cans, except you'd hear me, like, cursing and stuff. Because I'm, like, climbing into a rose bush and hoping that it'll fall off the ladder.
And while you were crawling through the dog door, was the dog lying there on the floor just watching you like, what are you doing?
Well, actually, the dogs weren't there because they took the dogs with them.
Oh.
To a, like, it was like a doggy vacation. But I have had this happen before where I've crawled through the dog door and they just looked at me like, what? Where'd a biscuit at?
Now, is this a doggy door for, like, little bitty dogs?
No, they have greyhounds.
Oh.
They're pretty big.
So it's a pretty decent sized dog door then.
Oh yeah, yeah. I only like bonked my head and scraped my knuckles a little bit climbing through there. So, but always saved. The yard's still alive.
Well, I was just going to ask you to go back to the graphite lube.
It's toxic, Matthew.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
try this
okay.
at home. But it has the little tube that you can, like, squirt right into the lock. You know, graphite's better than like, WD-40 because that just, like, attracts dirt.
Yep. Facts. Those are facts.
Those are some facts right there. Not saying
well,
WD-40
says,
has a play.
Mike says those are facts. Those are facts. Because I
because
know
Mike
Googled
knows
it.
His lube.
He does
My specialty lube.
Probably has like a whole like little special cabinet with all the lubes alphabetized.
Probably.
A chart with the functions for each one.
Pictures.
Pictures.
Got them graded on a scale of 1 to 10. Each one.
Yeah, he's got a chart up there. It's like the periodic chart.
Periodic table of lubricants.
Mm.
Like it.
That was a little too guttural there, Mike. Oh my God.
He's a
just don't start looking at
of some wild turkey.
just don't do a Google image search for Anna Kournikova while you're rearranging your lubes, Mike.
Oh, my God.
That was a good picture.
Yeah, that was a real good visual. Thanks. I'm going to be sick now.
You should have heard him. He looked at those pictures while he's on the air. I had to tell my mother not to listen to the last 10 minutes. What you say?
Do you have, like, a secret code you send her? Hang up now, Mom. Does that make you self-conscious that your mom would be listening in?
No.
Does she listen?
She listens at her own risk.
Just
like
can't.
Everybody else.
It would bring Jay's life to a stop if it bothered him.
Okay, so we've got like 30 seconds here, 35 seconds left.
Yep.
Before they
and
cut us off.
And we got a big announcement on Monday. We have a big announcement on Monday, Jay.
That's right. Coming on the Monday show.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
We got a big announcement. The Monday show, a little bit different show than it is like on Saturday. You know, we don't really prepare much for Monday show.
Try and get up early.
Let's see if you can wake up early, Mike, for that one.
Yeah, I'm going
to
run
at a.m. Eastern.
Okay. No, wait, what time
5
is the
seconds,
show
they're
going to
cut us off. Yeah.
What's that?
What time is the show on Monday?
11 a.m.